This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Big J today, Big J in Rootland. We are number one. We are number one. Well, maybe we're number 62, but that's pretty good, too. Just wanted to make sure everybody knows the heavy 100 list is out today from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, naming the top 100 radio talk show hosts in America, and I made the list for the first time. 3 years of hard work, 16-hour days, 7 days a week. And yours truly has achieved the American dream. I remember in 1997, I walked into Craig Kitchen's office, who was then the president of Premier Radio Network, and I said, I'm a professional sports gambler and sports handicapper, but I have a gift of gab when it comes to politics, and I'm going to be Rush Limbaugh one day, just like I once became Jimmy the Greek. I aimed to be Jimmy the Greek and take his job, and one day Jimmy the Greek was forced out of the TV business, and guess who replaced him? Wayne Allyn Root. He was actually my co-host for a year on CNBC, then known as Financial News Network. It was the Wayne Allyn Root and Jimmy the Greek show for a year, and then they fired him because they said, Wayne Root is better. We don't need Jimmy the Greek. And the guy that I aimed for since I was 16 years old to take his job, I wound up replacing Jimmy the Greek. And I said to Craig Kitchen, who was the manager of Rush Limbaugh, I love Rush Limbaugh. He's my favorite guy in the world, but I'm going to be Rush Limbaugh one day. And I think Craig looked at me like I was insane. And all these years later, about 22 years later, so it was what, 1997, 2007, 2017? Yeah, 22 years later, going on 23 years later, top 100 radio talk show hosts in America, Wayne Allyn Root. Who's number one? Sean Hannity. Number two, Rush Limbaugh. Wayne Root, number 62. But with a bullet, because last year I wasn't on the list. And this year I jumped over 38 people, all of whom have been in radio for years and years and years. And I'm number one in Las Vegas. Only three Vegas people made the list. And the other two were at the very bottom of the list, in the bottom 10. And Wayne Allyn Root, by far, by a mile, number one in Las Vegas. And one of the top radio talk shows in America. That doesn't include the fact that I now have the number one TV show on Newsmax TV, by a mile. 80 million homes we're in, and Bill O'Reilly on my show 3 nights a week, including tonight. I did the interview early today. You'll see it at the top of the hour, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific today, on Newsmax TV, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, otherwise known as Wayne Allyn Root Raw and Unfiltered, the new name chosen by Newsmax to describe what I do for an hour each day. So just a great, great personal honor to make the top 100 radio talk show hosts in America, and I am on my way to exactly what I promised I would do, which was becoming the new Rush Limbaugh. That was my goal, and after 3 years on radio, I am now number 62 in America with a bullet. All right, lots of news stories out there. First of all, breaking news. President Trump is in London. He had just, I was sitting on the, I was on the treadmill and on the elliptical when President Trump was giving a toast to the Queen of England. He's only the third American president to ever go over there and be feted. Pretty amazing stuff. And Melania's made a big splash over there, the most beautiful first lady in history. Amazing. Not just the most beautiful American first lady, just the most beautiful first lady, period, ever to appear in England. She's just gorgeous. Nobody's wife in the history of politics has ever looked as good as Melania, so obviously an amazing thing. And this breaking news, President Trump expected to challenge Theresa May on UK spying on his campaign during the election. President Trump and First Lady Melania are visiting London for the first official state visit to England. Then they're off to France for the 75th anniversary of D-Day. And he's expected to challenge outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May on the British spying on his campaign during the 2016 election. The U.S. President has ordered his Attorney General to scrutinize whether the U.K. intelligence services passed on information to the Americans that helped kickstart the spying on his campaign. Mr. Trump has voiced concern that the CIA or FBI used information passed through the Five Eyes intelligence sharing network, of which UK is one of them, to launch the Russian Lynx investigation before the 2016 election. In May, the British Telegraph newspaper revealed the UK knew about Christopher Steele's junk, fraud, fake news, Trump-Russia dossier. The Gateway Pundit put together evidence last month that the Brits knew earlier than they were letting on. And so it's just very clear that Trump was spied on by the Brits. And he's going to confront Theresa May, the Prime Minister, outgoing Prime Minister of England, about that whole story. UK intelligence and Obama's deep state tried to stop Trump at 16. And the UK did much more to interfere on the U.S. election than Russia ever did. And by the way, Google did much more than Russia ever did. And Mueller did much more than Russia ever did. And Mexico did much more by sending millions of physical bodies of people to the United States to vote. Those are all massive collusions. And you know, did the worst of all? The U.S. government. That's the biggest interference and collusion of them all, is the United States government interfered in President Trump's election. And while he's over in England, Trump making fast work of the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, Muslim mayor of London, who hates Trump. Trump calls him the twin of de Blasio, New York City's mayor, except shorter. President Trump and London Mayor Sadiq Khan are back to trading jabs as the president arrives in England. The president's trip consists of meetings with Queen Elizabeth, Prince Charles, a tour of Westminster Abbey, but apparently no meetings with Khan, the mayor of... Khan accused Trump of bolstering the far-right writing. That's why it's so un-British to be rolling out the red carpet for a formal state visit for a president whose divisive behavior flies in the face of the ideals America was founded upon. Equality, liberty, and religious freedom. The president was asked Sunday night on his way to board Marine One if he would meet with London Mayor. Trump replied with a characteristic insult. No, I don't think much of him. I think he's the twin of de Blasio, except shorter. I love Trump. I think he's great. What do you want him to answer? You actually think an American president is supposed to... Well, the other guy's ripping you to shreds. And he's a communist and a Muslim. I was going to say a Muslim sympathizer, but Khan is a Muslim. And he's just no fan of... he's just far, far, far radical left of anything anyone in America would ever accept. And the president went on to call out Khan on Twitter, calling him a stone-cold loser, and reiterating the jab, comparing him to New York Mayor Bill de Blasio. Sadiq Khan, who by all accounts has done a terrible job as the mayor of London, has been foolishly nasty to the visiting president of the United States, by far the most important ally of the United Kingdom. He's a stone-cold loser who should focus on crime in London, not me. Khan reminds me very much of our very dumb and incompetent mayor of New York City, de Blasio, who's also done a terrible job, only half his height. In any event, I look forward to being a great friend to the United Kingdom, and I'm looking forward to my visit landing now. That's funny. I mean, that's really funny. President Trump, you are funny. And First Lady Melania wows London and the royals in her official state visit. On a scale of 1 to 10, she is a stone cold 12. And protests against Trumpism, leftist meltdown over the president's state visit. A number of British leftists have begun their histrionics as President Trump arrived for his three-day visit. Mayor Khan, of course, is one of them. Mayor Khan has a message for Donald Trump on his arrival in London about how women ought to be treated globally. The latest feeble attack from Khan came via a recorded message in partnership with the women's magazine Elle, where he asked the president to rethink how women ought to be treated globally. Sad-faced and holding up a sign reading, "Dear Trump," Khan said, "President Trump's values are not the same as London's or this country. We think diversity is a strength." And then he says, "Resist sexism, resist racism, resist hate, resist cruelty, resist Trump." What a loser. What a loser. The whole London's going downhill. It's a piece of garbage. It's one of those you-know-what holes, crap holes that Trump was talking about, filled with the world's poor and lazy and stupid and welfare-laden and American-hating and British-hating and Western civilization-hating, loving to stab people to death and commit terrorist attacks and use acid. It's now the acid capital of the world, London. Isn't that a great city under Sadiq Khan? What a con man. Unbelievable. Fellow Labour politicians David Lammy and Diane Abbott came to the defense of Khan. Lammy calling President Trump extreme right. Abbott calling for more protesters to join the Labour bloc. So just a bunch of left-wing commie lowlives. Left-wing commie lowlives. Who gives a crap what they think? By the way, just to show you how a town is really run by Democrats and liberals, you know, what happened in Virginia Beach is terrible. You know, a mass shooting is a terrible thing. God forbid one of my kids or your kids was involved. I mean, how horrible does that get? It just doesn't get any more horrible than that, right? So no one's telling you that's not supposed to be a big news story and a big headline and even the number one story in America when it happens. Of course it is. Of course a mass shooting is always going to be a huge headline, as well it should be. But I don't understand something. 12 people killed, 13 people killed. I think it's 13 now. 13 killed in a mass shooting, number one headline in America. But nowhere on the evening news will they tell you 50 shot, 10 killed over the weekend at gun control Chicago. They're not going to say a word about that. Isn't that worse? Because it's 10 killed and 50 shot. And it's every weekend. Every single weekend. I remember last weekend. Wasn't last weekend Memorial Day? I believe it was. A week ago, I think, was Memorial Day, right? And I remember 50 shot on Memorial Day weekend in Chicago and like 13 killed. That happens every weekend. And I'm sure the numbers each day aren't much better. It's probably, you know, 5 people killed and 20 shot every day in Chicago. And they're all blacks killing blacks, by the way. 99% blacks killing blacks. Why isn't that a headline? Shouldn't there be a headline about black genocide in Chicago? Shouldn't there be a headline about a city under Democratic control being a war zone? Shouldn't there be a headline about gun control? Does it work in Chicago? It doesn't work anywhere else? But they don't want to show you that headline. They want to use Virginia Beach to argue for gun control. At the same time, gun control is a proven failure, not just in Virginia Beach, but Chicago. Because Virginia Beach happened on the side of a gun-free zone. And Chicago happens in a gun-free city, as well as a city controlled by Democrats. As well as a city where blacks are slaughtering blacks. Maybe you shouldn't worry so much about whites. Maybe you shouldn't worry about white people hurting or killing blacks. We're not doing it. It's blacks killing blacks in Chicago, and I'm pretty liberal on this topic. I feel bad, and I'm amazed that there isn't more news coverage of this. And Jesse Jackson doesn't care, and Al Sharpton doesn't care, and black senators don't care, do they? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on 2 global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
War now!
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Wayne Allen Root Show. War Now on USA Radio Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea, in the world-famous War Room, deep inside Wayne Matter, in the country I call Trump Land. This is War. What do they say on John Wick? If you want peace, prepare for war. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist, evangelist, American-made and proud of it, and as of today, top 100 radio talk shows in the United States of America, as determined by Talkers, the number one Bible of the news, of the radio talk industry. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, founded and operated by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my first shot in radio. See, I wouldn't be top 100 in the United States of America if it wasn't for Ed Stoltz. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my shot in national syndication. I wouldn't be top 100 in America without Fred Weinberg. And I wouldn't be top 100 without Chris Ruddy, the founder and CEO of Newsmax TV, where I have the number one show on Newsmax TV, and that makes me top 20 in the United States of America for talk TV hosts in the conservative movement. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil, gas, resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-M, FordhamResources.com, ticker symbol FTMR. You can own the stock. Most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Let's see, a little housekeeping here. I promised my fans in Connecticut, several of whom contacted me and wanted me to promote an upcoming event in Connecticut by Katie Hopkins. She's the internationally renowned investigative researcher and commentator addressing a limited audience in central Connecticut. She's presented at CPAC, been interviewed by Sean Hannity on Fox. She talks about the existential threats to Western civilization. Her expertise centers on illegal immigration, the Islamization of Europe through no-go zones and creeping Sharia, and the government-sanctioned genocide that's manifesting in South Africa. So on Wednesday, June 19th, 7 o'clock, she will be in Connecticut. The venue will be announced the day before the event. Obviously, massive security concerns. But if you want to register, all you do is you call 475-331-2650. 475-331-2650. People coming in from all around Connecticut. And they've already got a few people who have RSVP'd from far, far away, thousands of miles away, all over the country, to see Katie Hopkins talk. And you can email actforourcountry@cox.net or call 475-331-2650. Katie Hopkins. All right. Promised my affiliates in Connecticut. I've got five of them now that I would take care of that. And I did. And by the way, speaking of South Africa, I got to find it here because I've got hundreds and hundreds of articles in front of me that I want to get to. And there's never time to get to all of them. But I know something horrible happened in South Africa this weekend. And I wanted to get to it. One of the big protesters, one of the big white farmers saying we're getting killed out here. It's terrible. It's horrible. It's awful. And he got killed over the weekend. The second prominent white farmer to be murdered in South Africa in the last month. Prominent South Africa farmer Stefan Smit, latest white farmer to be murdered on his farm. Farm has been in his family since 1986. He's in the very famous wine region of South Africa. Guess who's been there? Wayne Root. I traveled all over the entire South Africa. And I've been there four or five times already. And I traveled with friends from South Africa to the wine country regions. Beautiful. The killers entered his house and shot Smit dead while sitting at his dinner table. Well-known wine farmer Stefan Smit shot and murdered on his own wine farm in Stellenbosch on Sunday night by three masked men. Robbery does not seem to be the motive, although they stole a bunch of his stuff and left after they murdered him. 10 days ago, another South African farm activist, in other words, a white farmer protesting the blacks, are murdering farmers and stealing their farms with approval by the government. Her name was Annette Kennelly. She was beaten to death with a pipe and a hammer. Beaten to death with a pipe and a hammer. So it's open season on white farmers in South Africa. They're stealing their farms. Why is this different than apartheid, right? I'm kind of liberal on some topics, okay? I'm someone who grew up in a black town and went to an all-black high school. And I happen to like black people. And nobody should be enslaving them, and no one should be apartheiding them. And nobody should be telling them you can't do what you want to do in life because you're black. And that's terrible. And I agreed with liberals when they said that. But how come nobody cares when it's done to white people? Now they're murdering whites and stealing their farms, and no one gives a damn. It's a majority black country and a black government, and they've basically okayed the murder of whites and the stealing of their property. Nobody cares. Well, I care. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Activists from the Stop War Coalition protesting outside Buckingham Palace as President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump enjoy a state dinner being hosted by the Queen. The President delivers remarks.
Your Majesty, Melania and I are profoundly honored to be your guests for this historic state visit. Thank you for your warm welcome, for this beautiful weather, your gracious hospitality, and Your Majesty's nearly seven decades of treasured friendship with the United States of America.
The Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee is announcing a series of hearings focused on the Mueller report on Russian interference into the last election. Chairman Jerry Nadler released a statement today saying John Dean, the former White House counsel to President Nixon, will testify on June 10th. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams, but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is War Now, the
Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War, top number 100 radio talk show hosts in America. I made the list. It's called the Heavy 100 at Talkers Magazine. The only one in Vegas that high up on the list, not even close. Number one in Vegas and number 62 in the country with a bullet. I wasn't even in radio 4 years ago. Actually, 3.5 years ago, I wasn't in radio. I was a top sports handicapper in this country, and I told everyone I was going to be the next Rush Limbaugh, and people laughed at me. I've now debuted on the top 100 list in the United States of America radio talk shows. That doesn't even include number one on Newsmax TV, making me one of the top 15, I would say, conservative talk shows on television in the United States of America, maybe even top 10. So things are going swimmingly well. And by the way, my column in the Las Vegas Review-Journal yesterday was number one read article in the entire newspaper on Sunday. That means more than the front page of the newspaper. And I've done that many times before, but it was just cool to see yesterday my column on the Roadrunner, Donald Trump versus the Democrats, Wile E. Coyote, number one most read article in the RJ yesterday and today. Sponsor of this segment, Tangible Investments. Tangible is what I call the triple crown of golden credibility. They've been in business for 35 years. They've done over $2 billion in transactions. They charge among the lowest commissions in the industry, so you buy gold and silver at the best and lowest possible prices. Tangible wants you to become educated, so for a limited time, they're offering every single fan of Wayne Allyn Root a free award-winning DVD and a free book called The New Case for Gold by New York Times bestselling author. You get both free just for calling. The DVD and the book free, no strings attached. While you're on the phone, find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000. Get your free book and your free award-winning DVD because Tangible loves educated consumers. 800-780-9000. Thank you, Tangible. We got our guest on the line. We've got the great Josh Manning here. He comes with us. He comes on our show every 2 weeks or so. Senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. WesternJournal.com. Josh Manning, how are you, man?
Wayne, I wish I were as great as the great Wayne Allen Root. I mean, those are some pretty good stats you got there.
Not bad. You know me, I aim high. So, like, I'm the happiest guy in the world. I made the top 100, and God bless America. But I'm also completely annoyed that I wasn't in the top 10. Completely annoyed. But it's only radio. If it was radio plus TV, I would have been top 20. But they only rate radio talkers, so I was only number 62. But that's okay. Number one in Vegas. I like always having a number one in there somewhere. So, hey, Josh.
4 years. 4 years it took you. 2 years, you got number one.
Yeah,
That's it.
Someone sent me today. Someone sent me an email when they saw my tweet that I've made the top 100 and I was number 62. One of my fans sent an email and said, "Well, where will you go if Trump is reelected, and where will you be in a couple of years if Trump loses?" And I said, "If Trump is reelected, I'll be top 10 in America by the end of Trump's second term. And if Trump loses and we get a Democrat, I'll be number one in a year." Because the best thing that could ever happen to a conservative talk show host is if you get an Obama in there, right? I mean, I could just spend 8 years railing against the communist in office, and I'll be number one with a bullet. I'll be number two to Rush at the very least. So, you know, I'm better off if a Democrat wins, but I'm not a selfish person. I'm a selfless person. I will give everything in my soul to have Trump reelected. Got to reelect Trump, because, see, I'd go to number one, Josh, but the country would be ruined if a Democrat gets elected. I care more about the country than I do about me. So, but if Trump loses, I'm better off. That person was hinting, I think, what are you going to do if Trump loses? Well, guess what? I'm better off, because I'll just rail all day against the most hated guy in the world. We all know the reason Democrats are popular right now. You know, as soon as Trump won, Democrats were very popular, and Rachel Maddow was popular. Why? Because it's easier to rail against someone you don't like than you kind of lose your energy and your motivation when someone you do like is in office. So that's why talk show hosts on the conservative side always do better when there's a Democrat in office. You guys do better, right? So don't you think Western Journal did great under Obama?
Well, it's hard to compare, because what we know is Western Journal did great until Facebook tried to put us out of business in February of 2018.
Right, right.
And so that was 2 years. That was 2 years into into Trump, but it was, or a year into Trump, but it was just absolutely outrageous. We've done very well. We had almost a billion page views in 2016, Wayne. And then all of a sudden, I mean, our traffic dropped by about 85%. It was incredible. Absolutely incredible. So we don't know how we'd be better off, because, Facebook rigged the game on us.
Now, have you? Here's some questions that are not on our normal topic, but I'm very interested myself, so I know my listeners will be too. Have you sued Facebook? Are you thinking of suing Facebook? Why not? If not, why don't you go after them?
Right. So we have thought about it. We had thought about it in when things were so bad back in early 2018. Facebook, actually, it's a funny thing. Facebook is not actually the boogeyman right now. It honestly is Google. Facebook has actually done a decent job of kind of moderating. They've kind of been originally they had really gone after conservatives. Now it's kind of evened out. They've gone after liberals too. And really what has happened, Wayne, is they have just tamped down online publishers entirely. And so it's a really clever move for Facebook, right? Because Facebook gets to say, hey, we're being equal opportunity here. We're not going after conservatives any more than we're going after liberals. While at the same time, they know if conservative publishers can't get out on Facebook, and can't get out as far as big tech goes, then what are we left with? We're left with mainstream media and Fox News. So they might be hurting liberals on Facebook also, but they know that the rest of the media is composed almost entirely of liberals. So they're still trying to silence conservatives. They're just doing it in a slightly more wily way.
So my
Google
question
is the worst one.
My question is, why don't you go after Google?
Well, okay, so that, I should probably not talk about that.
All right, it's a legal issue. I get it.
How about that? But listen, I would tell you this. Listen, the Western Journal was involved in Google News. That's the search engine they use for news. If you search something in the news tab, you're going to get returns, in past days you would have seen Western Journal items. Now, none of our items appear in Google News, but get this, Wayne, we haven't been kicked out of Google News. So we're technically in there, but they've completely shadow banned us. I mean, like nobody sees our stuff. Mm. And they have lied to us about why that's the case. They've lied to us repeatedly. And we've got some of the best people in consultants in the country looking at this. And I'm telling you, the stink is centered on Google in Silicon Valley. Those are the ones who you need to be careful of. Those are the ones you need to be scared of. Because they control it. Not only do they control search, they also control the ad industry.
Yes.
And the ad industry is the lifeblood of every independent publisher on the internet. And if Google decides tomorrow as a private company, hey, we just don't want to support conservatives, we're going to just pull the plug on all of your ads, conservatives are screwed. They are out of luck and they are shut down. People like me are out of work. Thousands and thousands of people, voices for conservatives, voices against leftism and against socialism, those thousands of voices are suddenly silent.
Yeah, well, I'm
really dangerous group.
I'm planning to write the following article. Forget, you know, foreign interference in American elections. Forget collusion with Russia. The real interference is by Google, and the real collusion was Google collusion. A lot of people don't know this. They won the 18 midterms. That's who won it. First, it was Mueller collusion. I mean, there's no doubt that Mueller knew that Trump was innocent before the 18 midterms and should have announced that, but he waited till after because he wanted Democrats to win. That's number one. That's Mueller collusion. And number two, I saw several articles that said that Google was responsible for tens of millions of people voting Democrat in the midterms by refusing to show them anything positive about Trump and showing them all kinds of wonderful things about, not only Democrats, but every liberal policy Democrats believe in. They influenced the election. So they're beating us at the ballot box.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And then, you know, the Daily Caller broke, gosh, it was, what, a month and a half ago, 2 months ago? They broke the shadow ban list. There's a list of banned or censored domains out there that Google maintains secretly. And, part of the Western Journal was on there. I don't know if any of your properties were on there. If I recall, Daily Caller was on there. No, that's not right. Daily Caller wasn't on there. But there were a number of others who Google was basically saying, you know, we're going to tag these guys as fake news. And, the funny thing, here's the funny thing, Wayne. I looked this up the other day. I looked up the New York Times corrections page. I don't know if you've ever done that. You look up the New York Times corrections page.
Never have.
And each day, well, it's a funny thing. Go look it up sometime. Your your listeners can look it up. Just type New York Times correction page into Google, ironically. But you'll get there, and you will see correction after correction after correction after correction. Now, here's what's funny. If you jump over to the Western Journal, we also make corrections whenever we see an issue. We have users flag issues for us. We have our own editorial team that catches stuff. We flag those corrections. And for the amount of content that we produce, it is staggeringly few corrections that we have to issue, Wayne. And they are issuing, the New York Times is issuing an enormous number of corrections every day compared to us. It's incredible. Yet they're the mainstream news. They're the, they get the blue check mark. They get all the love from Google. They get all the love from Facebook. And, you know, they try to put people like you and me out of business if they can.
Right. Well, they've done a good job of putting me out of business. There's no question about that. That on Twitter and on Facebook and on Google, it's hard to find Wayne Root anymore, and it's hard to find my posts. So they've done a good job. But you can't put me out of business on the radio. Top 100 in the United States as of today. Heavy 100 list. Wayne Allyn Root on TV. Number one on Newsmax TV. We'll be back with more with Josh Manning. We never even got to the big stories on Western Journal, so we'll cover that when we get back. But, hey, why, we didn't need to. We had a great conversation. I think every conservative needs to hear what's happening to your publication. And hundreds like it. WesternJournal.com. Josh Manning, senior news editor. WesternJournal.com. Go check it out. When we get back, the big headlines. War Now. This is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War Now!
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War. So here are the three most important letters you'll ever need to know. Memorize them. VRA, VRA, VRA. And here's another three. KIP, KIP, KIP. Kip Herridge runs VRA. It's an investment newsletter. But not just any investment newsletter. It's the best in the country, in my opinion. I've known Kip for almost 20 years. He's like a brother to me. And I've witnessed his remarkable success at picking stock winners. I give Kip my highest endorsement and recommendation. Kip spent 32 years in the investment industry at the highest levels of Wall Street. Then he founded VRA in 2003. And he's beaten Wall Street for 15 out of those 16 years. 15 out of 16. And he didn't just beat Wall Street by a little, he beat it like a drum. Here's the big news. Only for my fans at USA Radio, Kip's offering a free 2-week membership to VRA. Go there now. Your risk is zero. Go to VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2-week membership. Tell them War sent you, and it's because of War you're getting it. That's VRAinsider.com. Try Kip out for 2 weeks for free, and you become a client for life. What are you waiting for? VRAinsider.com. So go over there, Josh Manning, to VRAinsider.com and get yourself 2 weeks free and tell them you're a friend of War, you know?
Hey, you got it, Wayne.
Let's talk about all the headlines. So Nadler admitted the truth on impeachment. Tell us what Jerry Nadler, the crazy congressman from the Democratic Party, had to say.
Oh, isn't he such a weasel? He's such a weasel. So Nadler's making an appearance on WNYC, which is Gotham's NPR outlet. And, you know, he's been playing with this impeachment stuff. He said there certainly, quote, certainly is justification for impeaching the president. But here's what's interesting. To Politico, he said, impeachment is a political act. Impeachment is a political act. Now, what they've been saying to us, Wayne, is that this is an issue of justice. This is, Mueller couldn't get to the information he needed to get to if he had only been able to investigate longer. He could have found all of the crimes and everything, and impeachment is a way to impose justice on the president. And here's Nadler saying, this is not about justice. This is about a political act, a political act. And anybody who you can look back at the Clinton impeachment. So many people would say that was a political act, too. Regardless of your opinion there, this is a political thing.
Right. Well, of course it is. It's a political thing, and it's also, there's nothing else for Democrats to talk about, Josh. What are they going to talk about for the next 18 months before the election? It's Trump's impeachment 24 hours a day.
How great the economy is.
Right. They can't talk about that.
How great the economy is. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Let's go back to Obama's GDP? No, can't go back to that. It was 1%. Now it's 3%, three times higher. So they can't talk about that. They can't talk about abortion after a child's born. That's going to be a hard one to talk about. They can't talk about letting men play in women's sports and claim they're a woman. That's kind of hard to talk about. I don't know what open borders and sanctuary cities. You think that's a winner? So they got nothing else except
that's
impeachment.
The question. That is the question, right? What in the world do they have to win on? And look, they can talk about Trump as much as they want, but the closer we get to November 2020, the more they're going to have to articulate some kind of a case to the American people about this is not why you don't want to vote for Trump. Why do you want to vote for me, for a Democrat? And I have heard no one articulate that yet. Nobody has an answer.
Right. There is none.
I mean, you can only run on rage for so long. You can only run on rage for so long. Now, here's part of this, though, Wayne. This is interesting. We were talking about communism during the break a little bit. You know, what the left comes from is a revolutionary background. They don't think about winning elections generally. They think about revolution. And that's part of what's screwing them up here. They keep thinking in terms of rage. If we just build enough rage, people will respond and people will revolt and this or that or the other. But the American people aren't like that. The American people are fundamentally conservative people. And that's where the Democrats are losing them. They can't win on rage. They've got to win on a platform, and they don't have the platform.
Although I do pretty good on the radio based on rage.
You know, I wrote
the book Angry White Male. Anger goes a long way. I wrote Angry White Male. Trust me, anger goes a long way. Because there's a lot of angry white males out there. Why shouldn't we? You know, later on the show, Josh, I don't know if you have this say. A headline out there today at one of the websites I go to, and of course yours is one of the top ones, westernjournal.com. But I was at a site today, could have been Western Journal, and I printed out the headline, and it was a former Democrat congressional candidate, Mitchie, hates white people. And I'm there's a lot of reasons why white people are upset in this country, because I don't hate black people. Why should I accept them hating me? Why should I accept people running for Congress, Democrats who hate Jews, hate Israel, hate white people, hate anyone who makes money and pays taxes into the system? I think it's ridiculous. We have every reason to be angry. Why should I not be angry that I saw a report today that if you're a white male, it's almost impossible to get to an Ivy League school now? They reserve every single opening for women, blacks, Latinos, gays. If you're a white, straight male, you got no shot. It's ridiculous. What kind of country are we living in? Of course I'm angry. Ridiculous. Let's grab one more headline. Fox's office in Chicago gave different information to the public than to Smollett's lawyers. Tell us what that's about.
Yeah, this is pretty good. So they actually let Smollett's lawyers alter what the prosecutor's office told to the public. Lisa Lanier, part of the Criminal Prosecutions Bureau in Chicago, and she talked with Smollett's attorneys and actually gave them the opportunity to approve the language that they were going to use in court, to approve the language that the public would eventually see. And it's funny, Smollett's attorneys actually pushed back and said, hey, we don't really like the wording on this. Can you change it? And of course, they changed it and then submitted it. I mean, these people were in bed with each other from the get-go, and it's no wonder the Chicago police were furious about it. No wonder that.
All right, Josh, we got to run, buddy. Josh Manning, WesternJournal.com. Sorry, we ran out of time. Headed to break. We'll be right back. Josh Manning, thank you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
1.